Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kidbit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments. Woo-hoo!
Welcome back.
Thank you.
To S&D Kid Men Talk Show podcast. We are here, and we have literally. Yes, hold on. We have literally.
Headphone on.
Literally. Thank you, Chris. I said it again, so he has to say it again. Literally. Thank you, Chris.
He said it again, so you have to say it again.
A scripted show today.
All day, son.
Scripted.
We have a scripted show today. We always do our programs, our podcasts, without a script. Usually with a couple bullet points. I'll give them, tell them where we're going with it.
All natural.
Yeah.
If it's a good script, it's because of me. If it's a bad script, it's because of Travis. Right.
Now, Travis, how many pages on the script?
This is 31 pages.
31 pages, folks. At what's the font size? 9.1, you said?
Oh, it's like 3.
So if you look down at your timeline on
It's like 10.
It should be about 3 hours,
like 13.
And 15
it is double spaced between lines, so it is appropriately
was
set
it pages?
Up.
31 pages.
Let's try
31
to make this
pages.
The app pages? Did you write it on pages?
No, I read it in the Google Docs.
Let's try to make this episode 1 hour and 11 minutes long.
Okay.
That's what we use.
Microsoft Word.
That's what we use for VBS, so everyone
on my
can
phone.
Share.
I don't have a fancy laptop computer.
I don't either.
And just so you know, this is the week of when the school shootings took place, and we are not talking about that stuff. We did talk about it in coffee break, but we're not going to talk about it in a main segment. No. So if you want, we're going to talk about it in coffee break or coffee talk at the end of the show. We already did it. So in case you're wondering, that's there.
Done did it.
Then one and done. So we are actually going to be doing a script reading today of our VBS, written by Travis.
Nice job.
Trippy Trav.
I'm going to write a screenplay one day.
And it is a spy mission theme.
Novella.
Called Code Academy. K-O-D-E. And what does Code stand for again?
You'll see.
Kids.
It says it in the thing.
Oh, okay. You'll see. It's revealed in the script. Okay,
yeah,
very
spoil
good.
Spoil it. Yeah.
And now we're all actually going to be in this... Let's get actually. We got it's
not
four
me and
nights.
Jared.
You're gonna be Miss Charcuterie.
Oh, just tonight.
And
right?
Then, well, yeah, not just for just right. Tonight. Jared's gonna be.
Cody.
Saying, yeah, Jared's gonna be the main person. Justin can be Dr. Boris Gladstone, and I'll read all the.
Why did I get thrown that role?
Because I want to hear the accent.
God, this is gonna be terrible.
It's gonna be Mr. E.
Mr. E don't have lines yet. I'll be Mr. E.
Yeah, but so. I see Mr. E in here
you know,
a lot.
I
but there's no
the
lines.
Podcast.
What's up with that?
You know,
yeah,
a good ending is for Mr. E.
Okay.
You do that chair, but you already have the script written down. You do the chair scene right, but when he turns around, he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible is.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
do.
In the note? Okay.
So does this last script scene have closure to it, or is it still
no?
Open?
That's why I need
okay.
to do this.
All right, so we're gonna read this in real time to you guys,
and then I need your help to add. And take away things if you don't like it.
Okay, now that's going to drag it out a long time.
Yeah.
But we will have to time this. We may not get through all of it, but we're going to do... What time is it now? It is...
7:15.
Do 1 hour and 11 minutes minus 29 minutes. That's where we're at.
Because I know the coffee talk lasts like 20 minutes at least, so...
Set a timer.
Let's do
just
why
fast
did
forward
you
through.
Staple this on
because
the right side?
The machine messed up and...
Well, we actually we do our main segment. It's like 45 minutes.
The
machine,
yeah,
the machine. Toy box as well. So
I copied and stapled at the same time.
All right, so let's try keep it at 45 minutes if we can. 45.
So
read fast. Here we go.
All right, Travis, you can open set. You have any sound effects or anything? Or
scene's open. Dang
it!
I couldn't get any sound. All right, scene one, night one, Cody's office. Scene opens with Agent Cody Steele writing in a book at his desk. A loud buzz rings from the speaker on his desk and startles Cody. I'll read. This is a double O.
Do you know who we are?
Oh, wait. Does everyone know who they are? There's a loud
buzz.
Yeah,
you're Cody.
Correct.
Boris Gladstein.
Okay.
Agent Cody Steele.
Yes, sir. Double O heaven, sir. I sound so dumb, bro. I hate my voice.
Don't go.
You will be getting a new recruit from the Code Academy today. She will shadow you throughout your day. Make sure she learns everything she can.
But, so, sir, what?
I was going to say, this time, Cody stands up when he hears the buzz, and he's saluting, and he's still saluting throughout the whole conversation.
Like the whole play.
Like the whole, yeah.
But, sir, I don't have any cases I'm working on at the moment. Just my art unveiling at the museum.
Take her anyway. You never know what might happen.
Yes, sir.
That will be all. But Agent, are you still saluting?
Yeah.
You know I can't see you, right?
Oh, right. Sorry, sir. Can I just say how honored I am that you would select me for this mission? Sir? Sir? Did he hang up?
Cody fidgets with the speaker as Lisa Friday approaches and stands directly behind Cody. Cody turns around and is startled by Lisa's sudden appearance.
Hello, Mr. Steele. My name is Lisa Friday. Nice to meet you.
Is he supposed to say or ah?
Like, she's like, oh my god.
This is why Jared's not actually in.
Ree, we got 45 minutes. Go. Jeez. Hello, Miss Friday. Please have a seat.
Cody grabs a chair and places it facing the audience. Lisa sits and pulls out a notepad to take notes.
So, you are the latest recruit for the... Do I say code or K-O-D-E?
Code.
For the Code Academy, huh? Well, let me tell you, this isn't going to be easy. There will be some tough times on this road ahead. You might even cry a little.
Oh, I know. I'm excited. What are we working on? What's the case?
Not so fast. As a Code Academy graduate myself, I need to live up to my mentor's standards during my training. Let's start with a few questions. First question, what does Code stand for?
Kids, Objective, Destination, Eternity.
Ha! I'm afraid that's correct. Next question. Is cereal a soup? Why or why not?
Is cereal soup? What does that have to do...
Just answer the question, Friday, unless you don't know.
No, cereal is not a soup.
Hmm. Very interesting.
He's good.
Why?
Because the pieces of cereal are not cooked or processed with milk and can be eaten dry or wet.
Good answer, I guess. Final question. If peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called?
This is crazy. What does peanut butter have to do with anything?
Maybe nothing, but maybe everything. Now, what are you hiding?
Nothing. I don't know.
Answer the question. Come on, Friday. You're going to have to answer questions like this in the field.
Legume spread?
Ooh, so close. The correct answer is gloop.
Gloop?
Gloop.
Gloop. Yeah. So sorry.
I don't understand what gloop has to do with anything.
Look, these are very specific scientific. These are very scientific questions that were developed by scientists a lot smarter than me. What's so funny?
Nothing at all. So what is our mission?
I'm afraid that's classified. What I can tell you is that we will be going to a museum for something very special. I can't read.
Is this me?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Oh, special? Did something get stolen? Did someone break an artifact? Did someone...
Run's finger across neck.
Lose their necklace?
No, nothing like that. If you must know, they will be unveiling a very special art piece made by yours truly.
An art piece? Like a painting?
Not exactly.
Whatever it is, I can't wait to see it.
Cody starts to put on his coat and hat. A piece of paper falls out of his hat. Cody picks it up and studies it.
What is that?
I don't know. Here, hold on to it.
Cody hands Lisa the paper. Lisa puts it in her notebook/pocket as they leave. Scene 2, the museum. Cody and Lisa enter the museum and meet the curator.
Okay, first things first. We need to meet with the museum curator.
Curator. How do you spell that?
I don't know. C-U... Rater?
Where are you going?
Huh?
What?
Awkward silence.
Hello, Mr. Steele. Thank you for joining us. My name is Mrs. Charcuterie. We are very...
What?
Say it again.
Charcuterie?
Yeah.
My name is Miss Charcuterie. We are very excited to unveil your artwork.
Thank you, Miss Charcuterie. This is my assistant for the day. Lona Corolla.
Iona Corolla.
Okay. Iona Corolla.
That's Lisa Friday. Pleasure to meet you. Does the museum usually accept artwork from, you know, non-artists?
Excuse me. I am an artiste.
We don't normally, but Mr. Steele has done so much for our museum. He single-handedly solved the case of the missing Mona Lisa.
Wow. Did someone steal it?
No, it fell off the wall and behind a vase, but it was missing and I did find it.
Mr. Steele, allow me to introduce you to a few people. This is Trippy Trav, the museum's expert on all things travel and location.
I will be playing Trippy Trav for this.
Awesome.
Shocker.
Great pleasure to meet you, Mr. Steele.
Shocker. Likewise. This is my assistant for the day, Mississippi.
It's actually Lisa.
Mississippi, huh? Okay, so I got to be honest. I don't know what I meant to write at this line. That's why I left it in there. And like it says Mississippi, huh? Did you know that Mississippi's... And then I don't.
Okay,
it
you,
just.
You want a fact?
I don't know what that is. I don't
it's
know what I'm supposed
of
to do.
Jared's Uncle Jimbo. Don't do that.
But anyway, as I go on to say, please let me know if you need any suggestions for places to visit when you're working cases.
I'll keep that in mind. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to Spain in a month.
Cafe Angelica.
Wait, is that a question?
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to Spain in a month.
Again, like, I don't know what I'm... I need to go back and look at that. Cafe Angelica in Madrid has the best mac and cheese.
Hmm. Okay, what about Greece? Go in there next year.
Poppy's in Athens has the best french fries. You know the best fries are fried in Greece.
Amazing. What about Paris?
Oh, you have to visit the Eiffel Tower.
Does it have a nice restaurant or a cafe inside?
Not exactly. It has the cleanest bathrooms you'll ever see, though.
Fascinating.
Over here is our expert on everything old and valuable. We just call him Artifact Jack.
Nice to meet you, Artifact Jack. This is my assistant, Wisconsin Johnson.
Hello, sir. It's actually Lisa Fry.
You know, I once knew a guy with a similar name.
Artifacts, huh? Like what?
Well, one time I was...
Splunking.
Splunking? I've never seen that spelled out.
Yeah, that's what they mean.
Splunking? Do you know what splunking is?
Of course I do. But why not tell my assistant here?
Of course. Spelunking means exploring caves.
Right. Exploring caves.
Write that down. So while spelunking, I came across these bowls made entirely of a hollowed...
Gourd?
Out gourds.
Gourds or pumpkins? Am I whispering this again?
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yes, a pumpkin is a gourd, but that is one... But this one is made out of a squash, and that... And this one is a calabash.
Calabash.
Good gourd.
You found these in a cave?
Picks up a bowl and looks at the bottom.
Made in China.
Never mind that. And this artifact over here is the best one of them all. This is...
I know what this is. This is the Holy Bible.
That is right. This is the most important thing to ever exist in the world.
What are you laughing at?
It's just how he said it.
Okay.
This is our roadmap to discovering everlasting life. Everything you know or need to know was in this book.
That's amazing!
Cody and Lisa admire the Bible for a minute. Charcuterie tries to get their attention from afar.
Oh, Mr. Steele, Mr. Steele, there's one more person you must meet. This is one of the smartest scientists in the world. He even helped train a very famous astronaut, Professor Morris Glopenstein.
That's Professor Morris Glopenstein, to be correct.
Nice to meet you, Professor. This is my assistant, Anaconda.
That's Lisa Friday, Professor. I don't think Mr. Steele can remember my name, so he just makes it up.
I know the feeling.
Hey, say, Doc, what kind of experiment are you working on these days? There are so many things I would like to know.
Well, right now I'm working on a hippopotamus hypothesis. The hippo hypothesis states that a hippo sweat can double a very powerful sunblock. I want to bottle it and sell it. I have 4 hippos on the treadmill in my laboratory as we speak. Pretty soon, everyone will be covered in hippo sweat.
Just pause real fast. It's so funny, like, that Bruce is him and he has these lines.
All
right, resume. Mark me down for 2 gallons when you perfect the formula.
You got it, Mrs. Steele.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. It is now time for the art unveiling.
Scene 3, art unveiling. Charcuterie and Agent Steele are facing the crowd with everyone else facing them.
The museum is proud to partner with the famous agent Cody Steele, and we are excited to feature his work. Mr. Steele, would you like to say anything?
No. Thank you, Mrs. Chickadee.
These are terrible names.
My life's work of solving cases and catching bad guys have led me on many adventures throughout the years. I've learned a lot. Starting from my humble beginnings at the Code Academy, I barely knew anything. Much like my protege, Miss Pennykinney over here. The Code Academy helped me learn that a kid's objective in life is eternity, and with God's help, we can get to that destination. That's why I've made this sculpture. All of us were made by God, including the very first man. Without a beginning, we can't have a destination. Amen? Genesis 2:7 says, "Then the Lord formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." I present to you.
Sheet gets taken off the sculpture to reveal a giant nose.
The nose of Adam.
Crowd oohs and ahs.
Ooh.
Lights go out. Everyone panics for a minute. Lights come back on to reveal that the Bible is gone.
Is everyone okay? How's my nose?
It seems the power went out. Miss Charcuterie, does that happen often?
never happened before. Is anything missing?
Everyone starts looking around to make sure nothing is missing.
Agent Steele, I think you need to see this.
See what?
Lisa points to an empty podium where the Bible was. Charcuterie gasps loudly.
What is it? I don't see anything.
Exactly. Shouldn't you see something?
Well, you see, I would only see something if there was something to see. Right now, there is nothing to see. Unlike earlier when the Bible was there to see, but there simply isn't anything there to see. Do you see?
Lisa and Charcuterie facepalm.
Wait a minute.
What a minute.
What a minute.
Cody pulls out an oversized magnifying glass and circles the podium, inspecting where the Bible was, and then approaches Charcuterie.
It seems the Bible has been stolen.
Charcuterie. I know the Bible was stolen. What are we going to do?
We'll help you find it, won't we, Cody?
Of course we will. The Code Academy is on the case.
Lisa bends down and picks up a piece of paper.
We will turn over every leaf and stone.
Agent Steele?
Just a second, Friday.
Ouch. But Agent, I found...
We will not sleep. We will not eat.
There's something you need.
We will not even go to the bathroom until this is solved. In fact, I'm already wearing a diaper as we speak.
Agent!
Pastor's going to say that.
Yep. Cody turns around abruptly and knocks the paper out of Lisa's hand.
Wait a minute. I think I found something.
Cody picks up the clue and inspects it as the lights go out. End night one.
But what did I find?
I know, right? So, likes, dislikes, what do you think? That was 8 minutes.
I'm just not a fan.
But we read it really fast.
No, there's 5 minutes before that. So. About 13, 15 minutes. So that was good timing.
So what do you guys like, dislike about it? Anything?
I followed it.
Take out, put in.
How long would it take to like redo the pretty much the entire thing?
I don't know how long you got.
I like it.
I was captivated.
Were you?
It was Gord.
You introduced a lot of characters.
Good Gord.
Good Gord.
And you said a good.
There was a lot of cameos.
And you the crowd hanging at the very end there with the missing Bible, and we found something, but we won't know what it is.
I don't even get to read out the clue because somebody else discovered it.
Yeah, good job.
Let's go.
All right, night two, scene one, Cody Steele's office.
All right, so let's go over what we know so far.
Okay, the Bible is there on its display, the lights go out, and then the Bible is gone.
That's right. Then I found this clue. Read the clue again, Friday.
Then I found this clue.
Then I, Cody Steele, found this clue.
No, I'm going to put that in.
Read the clue again, Friday.
Where is the Bible? Only I know for sure. So answer this question. Where is a door not a door?
When is a door not a door?
When is a door? Okay, let me try that again.
Do it again.
This is Batman. Where is the Bible? Only I know for sure. So answer this question. When is a door not a door?
I just want to act like Robert
Mr.
Pattinson.
E.
When is a door not a door?
She asked it first.
Cody walks to the door and starts talking to it.
What are you when you're not a door? Do you change into something when we're not looking?
Cody turns around and then turns back around quickly towards the door as if to find it doing something.
Agent, will you stop joking around with the door and help me think?
I'm not joking around. Doors only like knock-knock jokes.
Okay, Chandler.
Yeah.
If you're done with the door, make sure you shut it.
Cody goes to shut the door.
Good call, Friday. We don't want bugs. Can't leave the door ajar.
Cody and Lisa freeze. Two.
Together. I got so confused.
All right.
Three.
A jar. A door is not a door when it's a jar. We need a jar.
I just have this one that's filled with my cotton candy.
Let me see it.
Okay, but you're going to be disappointed. Unless you're craving cotton candy, of course. You know what? Let me have some.
Another clue.
What?
What? Where's my cotton candy? Mr. E has gone too far this time.
Thank you for the cotton candy. It made a great snack. The answers you seek are closer to Jack, Mr. E.
Closer to Jack? Let's think about this apple. These? Or is it supposed to
Let's
be
think
these?
About this, period, Applejack.
Let's think about this.
Period.
Applejacks? Carjack? Lumberjack?
Cody grabs an axe.
Whoa, let's put this away for now and keep thinking.
Lisa grabs the axe and sets it down.
Man, that thing is dusty. How old is that?
Not sure. I've had it for a long time, since my first case. It's an Agent Cody Steele artifact now.
Cody and Lisa freeze. Together.
Artifact Jack! Let's go!
Scene 2, Artifact Jack's office. Jack is dusting an artifact. There you go.
What is this about? Surely you don't think I stole the Bible from the museum.
That's not why we're here.
And don't call us Shirley.
Cody tries to get Lisa to laugh at them.
Anyway, I believe you remember my protege, Mary. Merry Christmas.
Hug. As I was saying, Mr. Artifact, Mr. Jack.
Please, Mr. Jack was my father. Just call me Jack.
Right, Jack. We got this clue from the thief, Mr. E, that led us to you. Do you know anything about the Bible? Any idea why someone would want to steal it?
Oh, I know a lot about the Bible. I don't know a lot about the specific one, however. I know that the Bible was written by God for everyone.
So the Bible that was stolen was the same as this Bible here?
That's right. And if you truly study the Bible as I have, you can keep it right here.
Jack points to heart.
Do you have a pocket version there?
No, Agent. I believe he is referring to keeping the word in your heart.
That's right. You keep the word of God in your heart and you will feel God with you more than ever.
There's a knock on the door.
Who's there?
Delivery.
Delivery who? That's not me.
That could be the new artifact I ordered.
Jack goes to answer the door.
New artifact? What kind of oxymoron is it?
Come on, Friday. There's no need for name calling. What is it, Jack?
Oh, this is exciting.
Jack pulls out the contraption and starts putting it together.
Is that some kind of antique trophy?
Looks to be some kind of medieval torture device. Friday, come test this out?
You are both so wrong. This is my new coffee maker. Just put some black jar coffee up here and pour some hot water into this puppy right here. A perfect cup of freshly ground black jar coffee.
Turns the audience.
I'm so glad I ordered this black jar coffee from blackjarcoffee.com.
Who are you talking to?
This is product placement. never mind. Would you like a cup?
No.
Sure.
Another knock on the door.
That's weird. Two deliveries in one day? Who is it?
Delivery.
Nice try, but we've already heard that one.
Jack opens the door and brings the package to the table. He begins to open it and digs through the crumbled up newspaper packing until he reaches a clue at the bottom.
That's weird. I didn't order this.
Jack pulls out a clue with Mr. E's logo on it, just like the other. So at this point, the first delivery man was like a normal person. Second delivery man is
Mr. E.
But no one knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Lisa opens it and reads the riddle.
You're so close, yet so far, I'll give you another tip. By plane or by car, he will take the trip. Mr. E.
He will take the trip. Who will take the trip? Friday, any ideas?
I seem to remember meeting someone recently that talked about taking trips.
Yes, I seem to remember someone like that, too.
Who takes the trips?
At this point, the kids in the audience will be yelling out, Trippy Trap.
You hope.
But that's why I need people to be like, Trippy Trap!
What are you guys saying?
Cody leans in to listen and snaps his fingers.
I've got it. Yeah. Trippy Trap.
Come up with that all by yourself, Agent?
Sure did.
What if this trippy person stole the Bible? We'll have to play it cool.
I have the perfect idea. Jack, do you happen to have anything we could borrow? We're going to have to go undercover. I have to look at the camera when I say undercover.
Yeah, the camera.
What camera?
So it's going to, the undercover disguise is going to be like, Nathaniel's going to be wearing like a muumuu and like a
what's a moo?
A wig or something. Like,
and a rough.
A what?
Like a nightgown.
Like a nightgown and like a wig. And then
Gramanda stuff.
And then Lisa Friday will just like Gramanda.
We should do Gramanda stuff. That way, it's like a little Easter egg too.
And Lisa Friday is going to be wearing just like a ball cap or something. And then, like, the whole thing back and forth, he's going to be like, "You look ridiculous."
Does Jack say anything when I get asked a question if I have anything you could borrow? Or that
no.
No. No. You get cut off.
Yeah.
Get cut off.
You
no
can,
more.
Like, you can start rummaging through your stuff and then it can just.
No more from you.
Okay. Jack's.
All right. Scene 3. Trippy Trav. Trippy rushes into the room with arms full of clothes and an empty suitcase.
Man, you look ridiculous.
I'm late. How did I get so late? Probably that half hour nap I took and the other one. And the other one. There's a knock on the door. No soliciting. I don't want any. Unless you have Girl Scout cookies.
We don't have Girl Scout cookies. We have something better.
Better, you say? What could be better than Girl Scout cookies? Trippy opens the door, tripping on the way. Cody and Lisa are at the door in disguise, quote unquote.
Hello, sir. We are traveling map salesmen, and we were wondering if you would be interested in any of our maps.
Maps? I have all the maps I need up here. Trippy points ahead.
Well, what if you get lost or can't find something?
Trippy is too preoccupied with packing to listen.
Yes. Like if something were to come up missing and you need to retrace your steps. I heard that the Bible went missing from the museum just the other day. Did you know or hear anything about that?
Trippy stops and looks out into the distance. Yes. In fact, I was there when it happened.
You were? Did you see anything, or did you happen to see anything, or know anyone who would want it?
Of course, I wanted it.
Aha! It was you that stole the Bible. I knew it.
What do you mean? Of course I wanted it. The Bible is the most important book in the world. It has an answer for every question or anything you need. Did I take it? No way. I already have a Bible, see? Trippy holds up his own Bible.
Should be like a child's Bible.
Yeah.
Like the comic book one? The action comic book?
We have that somewhere.
Yeah.
The Super Bible.
The same stuff that's in that Bible is in this one, too. I've studied this Bible a lot and have hid it in my heart. Whoever stole that Bible needs to know that they can take it with them at all times if you just apply it to your life so they will never get lost.
That's right. In fact, in Psalms 119, verse 105, it says that God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
You see, Agent, Miss Friday knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I guess that... Wait, did you know it was us the whole time? I told you that you looked ridiculous.
So, did you happen to see anyone suspicious yesterday?
There was this one person I didn't recognize. I didn't see him after the Bible went missing. Taxi! Trippy goes to answer the door as he says his next line. He had a hat and sunglasses on, couldn't really see his face. Trippy throws his duffel bag at the taxi driver, causing the driver to drop an envelope. So it's like going to be like, I'm going to heave the suitcase at him, and then as he catches it, he's going to like throw the card into the room.
Okay.
Now, if you guys don't mind, I must be going. Feel free to lock up on your way out. I'm on my way to Booger Hole, West Virginia. We're going spelunking in the caves to search for bats. We found a lot of bats in those Booger Hole caves last time.
Good luck, Trippy.
I take the trips! Trippy exits, obviously.
Crazy applause.
Lisa picks up... I take the trips! Lisa picks up the envelope that the taxi driver dropped.
Agent Steele, the taxi driver dropped this when Trippy threw his bag at him.
Who takes a taxi, anyway? Ever heard of Uber, Trippy? Kind of sus, am I right? Kids still say that, right?
I don't think so. This is another clue. Let's open it.
Lisa opens it and starts to read.
His future is bright like a famous chorus. Always shine your light even when he starts to bore us.
Bore us. Who is really boring?
This one is really tough. We might need to sleep on it and ask our friends for help.
End night two. Okay, likes and dislikes.
I like that it's like the Batman.
Is it like the Batman? Yeah. Okay, what else do you like?
Or hate.
Or hate. Or love.
I don't really hate anything.
No.
I feel like, I know you were worried about Bible things, but I feel like you've got a good bit. I mean,
yeah. Taylor's always the one that says, oh, and Deuteronomy 24-7.
I know everything about the Bible.
That's the thing. I tried to avoid that, too, because... Because okay. I didn't want it to be like repeated. Like
it's just funny because like by the time it's all said and done, Lisa Friday is going to be like the best of the best of the best, you know, because she's going to be the sidekick who knows everything.
Exactly. Or is she a double agent?
Ooh, I'm just kidding. Plot twist.
Or is this all just...
I'm going down for this!
I'm going down for this!
All right, night three, scene one. Dr. Gladstein's lab. Gladstein is in his lab mixing potions as he hears a knock on the door.
Come in, but don't touch anything!
Hello, Mr. Dr. Gladstein.
That's Dr. Gladstein, thank you. Oh, you said it correctly. That never happens to me. What can I do for you, Agent?
Yes, Dr. Gladstone, we need your help.
Immediately messed it up.
We got this clue, but we can't crack it.
Cody knocks over a beaker.
Be careful! One more drop from this and we're toast!
Podcast edit.
I was like, that's not in there. Cody examines the beaker.
I sure do like toast.
You still haven't figured out who's...
Wow.
You still
you still haven't figured out.
Are you buffering?
It's not. It's a typo. It threw me off. You still haven't figured out who stole the Bible, have you?
We haven't. Do you happen to know anything that could help?
I do not think so. But you said you have a clue. What does it say?
His future is bright like a famous chorus. Always shine your light, even when he starts to bore us. Mr. E.
Gladstein continues to work on his potions.
What does this mean? Sometimes he may bore us.
Yes?
He may bore us.
What's that?
Wait a second. I'm turning my page.
Bore us.
Yes, I'm right here.
Doc, if you don't mind, we're trying to think.
Lisa Please. Starts putting oh. it together.
Now, bore us. Bore us. Bore us.
For crying out loud, what do you want?
Gladstein knocks over a beaker of vinegar into a beaker of baking soda, creating a reaction.
What have you done, Einstein?
It's Gladstein! Professor, Boris Gladstein.
They all freeze together.
Boris!
Boris! Let's try that again.
3, 2, 1.
Boris!
Professor Gladstein was the answer to the clue all along.
But what was the question?
Famous chorus, shine your light. Agent Steele, do you know any Sunday school songs about light?
Well, I'm not much of a singer.
No, you don't have to sing. What was that one song? This Little Light of Mine?
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Gladstein joins in.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Yes, that's the one. Now if we...
Lisa tries to get their attention, but they start singing louder.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Guys!
Lisa interrupts her singing as they turn to look at her.
I have an idea. I just need your briefcase, Agent.
It's by the door.
Lisa retrieves the briefcase, sets it down, and starts to open it.
Let it shine!
You guys finished?
Never!
What's in your briefcase, Agent?
This is so dumb.
Mostly crackers.
It could be like a variety, like Goldfish, Graham, Teddy Graham.
I got it! Hit the lights.
Cody turns off the lights as Lisa turns on a black light and starts to search for a clue. They search all around, finding nothing, until Gladstein turns around to reveal a Mr. E mark on his lab coat.
There it is.
Where?
Behind you.
They go back and forth, trying to tell Gladstein that it's on his back.
Give me your jacket.
Gladstein hands Lisa his jacket. They find a clue taped inside.
What? How? When? I was wondering why I was so itchy today. What does it say?
You're almost winning, but you need more hints. Go back to the beginning and retrace your footprints, Mr. E.
Back to the beginning? Like when I was born?
I don't think he means that far back. He must mean back to the museum. Maybe there was something we missed.
Scene 2, museum. Cody and Lisa are back at the museum. This time Cody has laid out evidence placards in various spots.
All right, Friday. Let's go over this again. I'm standing here giving my speech. The Bible is there. Artifact Jack is there. Trippy is here. And Professor Gladstone was here. From where I'm standing, I can see everyone. It wasn't until I turned around to look at my nose. Then the lights went out and...
Cody puts on a blindfold and starts to feel around.
It's time for my other senses to come alive. There's more to see when you close your eyes and focus, Friday.
Cody starts bumping into everything, and Lisa has to catch the priceless artifacts that fall.
Charcuterie.
Agent Steele, are you quite finished? I need to open the museum.
Cody takes off his blindfold and starts to answer, but realizes he's facing the wrong way. Turns around.
I am just getting started.
This is useless. We went back to the beginning and there's nothing here.
Cody's eyes widen.
Okay, that's wide enough.
The beginning? This wasn't the beginning of our story, was it? Remember when we first met? You dropped that piece of paper and I told you to hang on to it?
I remember you dropping it, but yes. Oh, wait, is that right? Hold on.
Yeah.
I remember you dropping it, but yes, I still have it. Here.
Lisa holds up the clue with Mr. E's logo showing.
Is this me?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The clue from back at the beginning. We didn't know what it was, but we do now. Read it, Friday.
Round and round, every clue goes. Where they stop, only Adam knows. Mr. E.
Only Adam knows.
Only Adam knows.
Only Adam knows.
They all freeze and turn around to look at Cody's sculpture.
The answer was under my nose the whole time?
Oh, scene three.
Oh, Neil Guy.
Neil Guy, the FBI.
Scene
Neil,
three, Neil Guy.
Neil.
All right, shut it down. Who's in charge here?
I am. Special Agent Cody Steele.
Not anymore. I'm taking over this operation.
And you are?
Neil Guy, Private Eye, the FBI, formerly of the SCI. Works part-time at a Best Buy. I like to look nice, but never wear a tie. Order fast food and get a large fry. I never sneeze, and I don't know why.
Pause.
Anyway, sneeze. I'm in charge now. Every piece of evidence needs to be given to me. Cody
and Lisa hide the clue.
Here is my notebook. It should have everything you need.
Neil looks through the notebook.
I see you conducted some interviews already. You even talked to that guy, Artifact Jack, huh? Man, is he a shady character. Handsome, but shady. After looking over your notes, I had to come to a conclusion. I know who stole the Bible.
You do?
Yes! It was obviously...
Everyone leans in to listen.
Mr. E.
We already know that, but who is he?
Oh, I have no idea, but don't worry. I am on the case. I'm Neil Guy, Private Eye for the FBI.
Neil trails off and gets quieter as he continues to talk.
Can't connect to any Wi-Fi, likes Chinese, but can't eat Thai. Has a nice scar on his left thigh, etc. Okay.
Psst. Lisa, over here. Anything around here look like it could be a clue?
They both look under the and around the nose sculpture.
I'm at a loss. I don't see anything.
Hey, remember this game?
Points to the clue game on the shelf.
I used to play this all the time when I was a kid. Made me want to become what I am today.
Cody grabs the clue game, only to trigger something that makes the shelf and the whole room shake. All the characters shake as if there's an earthquake, and the bookcase opens. Revealing stairs? I don't know if I want to do the stairs. I don't want to put the bookcase like in front of where the steps are there. But maybe, I don't know.
This is a secret room. Okay.
I don't believe it.
Cody and Lisa enter the bookcase, and it closes behind them.
Did you guys feel that? What was it? Hello? Where did everyone go?
I don't know.
Oh, well. Hey there.
Suavely. This is going to be Tanya. This is going to be, yeah, your wife. Yeah.
Ever enjoyed a coffee with a real FBI guy?
No, thank you. You're no Artifact Jack.
The two exits separate.
That's so messed up.
And night three. Okay, so this is where, good or bad? What do you think? Bad? Go bad.
I think I need to get credit for the under the nose joke. Just saying.
Under my nose the whole time.
I mean, I'm loving it all so far. It's great.
I just don't know how to.
A lot of lines for Cody. So.
What's that?
They're all about 10-ish minutes, but with switching and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you're actually acting it out, it's going to be.
Okay.
Pastor talks for like an hour every Sunday, I think he can get all these lines.
Night four, scene one, Mr. E's lair. Cody and Lisa venture into Mr. E's lair.
This must be in Mr. E's lair.
Insane.
Oh, shoot.
I like what he's done with the place. Look at all these things he's stolen.
Various items from Connects in the church are found in the lair. Like, we're going to have that picture of Jared.
Yeah, so we're going to start stealing stuff out
of
the actual
stealing stuff from
the
actual church and putting it in the lair.
And leaving marks around.
Let's just take stolen Chad's desk. Like, take
we're
going to
take
desk
the
entirely.
Picture
desk.
Of you out in the foyer, Jared.
Yeah.
Well, let's take pastor's desk.
We're going to
take
the pulpit.
The pulpit
no. maybe one of his chairs.
We're taking the pulpit right before VBS.
Yeah, there's Cody's next line.
Oh, sorry.
Just take one of the lines of chairs and just put it up on the...
Look over here. It's the pulpit from the church.
And over here, it's a canvas print of some guy.
Maybe he should keep this one.
It's going to be you.
When we find him, how do you want to play it? How about good cop, bad cop?
I guess so, if that's what...
Dibs on bad cop. Yes.
I'm not seeing Mr. E anywhere. Maybe he's not home.
Finally, you have
That's
found
my me. Line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Cody and Lisa look up to the upper level to see a figure in a chair facing away from them.
You followed my clues.
You gotta have a more deep voice than that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have a voice changer to be fair. Okay. All right, here. I gotta figure out where I'm at again.
You followed my clues. over
halfway. There we go. Down. I got all right. You're following my clues, and I got to the prize. Congratulations, agents.
Well, thank you. It was really more of a team effort. I'm the only official agent, actually. Miss Friday here is still in training, so technically...
Where's the Bible, Mr. E?
I thought I was bad cop.
Not so fast. Don't you want to know how I did it?
We know how you did it.
Yeah, we know how you did it. We know how he did it?
Yeah, he knew that everyone was going to be focused on the sculpture at the museum.
Obviously. It is a great sculpture.
While everyone had their back turned, you snatched the Bible, and then you hid it down here and led us on a wild goose chase.
Hey! I don't like geese. That is correct, Miss Friday, but I didn't hide here the whole time. Remember that delivery guy and the taxi driver?
Oh, no. Did you kidnap them?
No. That was me, Steele.
I know. I knew that.
But why did you steal it?
Okay, this is why I don't have anything at Pastor past this.
Pastor?
Past this really much at all.
Because I wanted to read it. I heard that there was a lot to learn from the Bible, so I wanted to see for myself.
Well, did you read it? What did you learn?
I learned that God's love me loves me no matter what. I learned that he directs my path, and I must listen to what his plans are for me.
Did you also learn that stealing the Bible in the first place was wrong?
I did. That's why I gave you all the clues to find me. I wanted to apologize to you, Miss Friday, and to you, Agent Steele. I am so sorry that I put you through all this trouble, and I wanted to give the Bible back.
It is very nice of you, Mr. E.
See, this is where I want to change it, because Lisa's not going to pick up the Bible, because at the very end, he's going to turn around and... Or the chair's going to turn around.
No, wait, this whole time, Mr. E's talking, he's not facing
them. He's not there at all. It's just like an empty chair facing away from them.
So he's actually kind of speaking through an intercom right now, in a way. Okay.
He's going to be like upstairs with a microphone or something.
Where are we at?
So basically, you're spinning around the chair like you caught him. And the Bible is just there.
Okay, so it's not. So in other words, we're just kind of cutting out the leaves that picks up the Bible, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. The world needs to know what's in the Bible and how much God loves them.
Mission accepted.
Scene 2, the museum. Cody and Lisa return to the museum with the Bible in hand and give it back to the charcuterie.
Here you go, Miss Charcuterie. Safe and sound.
It's safe to say that I don't think Mr. E will be bothering us anymore.
Good work.
And then
where did I come in at?
You're still there.
He's just like
you just run up on stage from the back. Good work.
No, like
he should be like
out of nowhere.
You just have like a door, this like random door that was like stolen like from the church, and you just like pop out of it like at the very end. Good work.
I'm gonna come out and say case closed. You're welcome very much.
Yeah, there you go. Just claim like try to get
the,
like, try
the door up top on the music.
I need you guys to tell me
why can't you just drop in from the roof, you know, and just go.
I definitely need more for this night. I need you guys to tell me
for the closing.
So let's. I'll start. So after the, I mean, this might.
I have a better idea,
and it's a VBS. But are you? I feel like this kind of makes Mr. E a good guy now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I don't like.
So what
I want to continue him. So
what
later.
I sent like you, it. I think is cool. You could be like. He wanted to steal. I mean, but that's like Star Wars, Soul Wars. It's just like you want to steal
you
it.
You tell Mr. E, dude, you could have got this online version for free.
Bible app.
And he's like,
yeah, you version.
I feel so stupid.
No, well, we did talk about.
Here, take the original one back. I just get it online.
Well, I like, and then he flees because he doesn't want to get caught or something like
that. Yeah, because he's so embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly. He's so embarrassed. Yeah.
I like the quote I sent Travis. How did I say it, Travis? I said he steals the Bible because. It's such a villain quote, man.
He steals the Bible because he's trying to prove that there's three, not just one.
I know, like, when we did that one podcast, we talked about, like, maybe he doesn't want people to know stealing bad.
Yeah, so
to piggyback on hers, podcast.
It's like he stole it so nothing would be right and nothing would be wrong.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for these meddling good
like,
verses.
I like that aspect of it, because it makes sense, and he can still kind of continue on.
Well, then why send all the clues?
Because
he likes mysteries.
He's lonely.
He just likes doing mysteries.
Because he takes the trips.
Yeah, he does.
I got what I needed from this Bible, and I wanted to lead you guys on the chase to get it to retrieve it.
Or instead, or just, you know, I led you along to give me more time to read it.
It's all just part of his master plan. Like, that was just part one.
He needed to buy himself time.
It's all part of the plan.
It's all part of the plan.
And then I do want to add, because you had this idea.
You caught me this time, but I'll be back.
You had this idea on Wednesday where you wanted Neil Guy to chase Jared around. So I wanted, like, Jared to come in and say, like, hey, this just came in the mail for Cody Steele. And then it says, like, all the answers are on this tape. And then, like.
Oh, a cassette tape or VCR tape.
VCR tape. And then, like, you don't know what it is.
Yeah, you don't know what a VCR tape is. It's so
okay.
Antiquated. It's like, I know what it is.
Is this at the end?
Yeah, this could be at the end. Like, this could be scene two before Cody Steele and Lisa come back into play. They could, you guys could, like, because you think, like, he made the tape. You think that he made the tape, so you're, like, chasing him down, and he's, like, confused. Like, why is this guy chasing me?
Say, like, it's Mr. E.
Stop that guy! That's Mr. E. Like you.
It's like it's evidence.
And then someone says, "Stop that guy." Someone says, "I missed the part where that's my problem."
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
And then, like, you finally get the tape, and you said all the answers are on this tape, and then you, like, you unravel the tape.
And that's the recording of him, or no?
We don't know what it is. Okay. It's just whatever.
You just want me to get chased.
Yeah.
And for me to forget my line.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is for Jared? Oh, man.
I take the Rachel.
So outside of having to polish up the very last scene of that, I think it went through pretty good.
Yeah. See you all tomorrow.
I liked it.
Gold, Jared, gold.
Very good. All right. Well, I think we gave some options on our last podcast for the end of it, so we just got to kind of put all that stuff together and
I have an idea.
Bring it into it.
What?
All right. So maybe to kind of help, especially if kids like miss a night or whatever, would it be too much work to borderline make like a short snippet of like a, you know, what happened last night in a video you could put up on the projector, and it would kind of catch everybody up to where then whenever you start the next night's scene, you're not kind of because like
you need a recap.
Well,
but you have to do that. Yeah, because like, do it with video.
Like for instance,
if you have people video.
That's a lot.
Well, that's what I'm saying though.
It can be
like,
done.
I'm talking about pre-production. I'm not talking about like recording the actual thing. Like we come here, say two or three weekends in a row, and we all like actually play out our parts and record. Like,
and I could pick specific.
We could do it just dress rehearsal.
Because
yeah,
like there was one in here that I just kind of felt like I was like. The way that the scene opened, it makes sense when you're reading it all the way through, but if you have a whole day, I don't know if like the scene would start out. Right. I don't know. It was just, let's see.
We could do that at like a dress rehearsal.
I could do have like a narrator that narrate recaps, brother. Just like they did in the old Batman TV shows when there was a two-parter. On our last episode,
we join our heroes.
Exactly. Yeah. And just show a slideshow of pictures. Screenshots of what
last
was going
on Dragon Ball Z.
I think the one that I'm thinking of is whenever they were dressing up or like disguised or something like that. Maybe I can't remember. There was I should have wrote it down, but there was just like one scene where it felt like it started out, and I'm just like, how do you know? Like after a whole day, how would you know what's going on?
Where they're at, like Boris's place.
It might have been. I should have written it down or took a note. It's my fault.
Yeah, it is. I have an idea. Oh, got away.
Anyways, it was just a thought, goodness. Like just to kind of help.
If you remember where it was,
no, there's no more root beer.
I'll tell you after.
It's okay.
All right.
Tell me when I'm older.
Let's open up the toy box.
No cap. I I forgot the things I had, so just pretend you're eating a delicious cookie.
No. Save it for next time.
Mostly crap.
I do have a bag of popcorn.
I will not laugh at anything else, but I will be the only person to like chuckle at that one.
Crackers, mostly.
I've got a box of crackers here. Welcome to S&D Kidman Talk Show Podcast.
Thank you.
Let's begin the show by starting it. We are 101.928 on your podcast dial. The Big Burp, the only podcast on that imaginary dial. Our podcast episodes are available on demand, but they're just never in demand. Visit our mothership at sndkidman.com. Our social media links are there for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Well, actually, the Twitter link is not on the website yet. Wow, thanks. Wow. Oh, jeez. Do you know when someone else yawns from someone else, it's a sympathetic yawn? So that means you both share the same sympathy.
Do you know if you don't yawn when you see someone else yawning, you hate that person?
Really?
Wow. Okay. So anyway,
I didn't see you yawn. I heard it.
Facebook and Instagram links are, but not the Twitter link yet, but we'll get there sometime. You might find a link for MySpace. Everyone's connected. Pinterest. Maybe LinkedIn. I don't know. Subscribe, like, and share if you would. I like my popcorn. Find our podcast at your local Walmart, Target, Starbucks, and wherever fine podcasts are sold, but not at
Target.
Hobby Lobby.
Folks, weather and traffic every 14 on the 37s and the 9s.
Oh, it's coming up.
Okay. Yep, it's coming up.
Soon.
With our S&D Sky Weather Jet, and there he goes right now. Why is no one saying "Hey Bob" no more?
See you later, Bob.
Didn't he die like 2 episodes?
No.
He fell out of the plane.
He like fell out, dude.
No parachute.
Like Beverly.
No, he flew back by like 4 Beverly. Times to get a "Hey Bob" from y'all, and y'all just sit there.
He's probably actually just Tom Cruise.
We're just trying to change it up. That's all we're trying to
do. No. You can say "Hey Bob."
Did you guys see that new Mission Impossible trailer?
It's way more fun and funnier.
Right now, the lines are open. If you'll dial or text 9. With your question or comment, and we'll put you on there as soon as we can. As long as you call in right now during the live recording of this.
Oh, hey, Bob! He was too stunned to speak.
You don't get that, Randy. You're old.
No, he's not. It was Ronald Reagan.
1960s, right.
Y'all request hour coming up later with deep cuts and absolutely no hits.
About time.
This podcast contains psychological creativity and kidmin language. You have been forewarned. And so right now, let's strike up the polka dot band with Gus Polinski. Strike it up, and let's go through and introduce our players for today.
Oh, I was way off. Reagan was in the 80s. Never mind. I'm sorry, Reagan.
Yep. I let it go. I gave you rope. Let you hang yourself. Off to my right, Justin and Taylor Binge is here today. As if you didn't know that already, because you heard him talking on the podcast.
Gosh, it's Lisa they Friday. Good
Professor
grief.
Gladstone. I was going to have you guys say hello, everyone, but I guess that does fine. All right, let's give it up for Justin and Taylor Binge, everybody.
Lisa Friday.
Off to my left, he is the writer.
Friday. It is Friday today.
Of the
it is Friday.
Script that we read tonight for our VBS Mission Impossible code. Spy thing. Academy.
Easy for you, sir.
And soon to be
and
more.
And they have a third person coming with them on the way. Yes. Yeah. And due in what, September?
Yep.
All right.
Could be October, this one.
Could be October. We don't know, but we will find out.
That'll be like way past your due date. Yeah.
Travis, give it up. Oh, you guys say hi.
Hi.
Travis and Alexa Johnson, everybody. And we're right in front of me.
Not really.
He's epic. I don't care what y'all say. Because he is our church janitor for Shizzle. He lives here on campus.
He's
our janitorial pastor.
Custodial.
Custodial.
There you go.
That's it.
No joke. Wednesday night, everybody was taking dumps in every bathroom.
Atlanta.
Oh, my. Really?
I was going to say, that baby shower we had Saturday, that was gnarly.
We had a plumber had to come and look at
it.
Really?
Wait, it was heated again?
Yeah, and then the somebody.
So apparently there was a case of the something going on Wednesday night. We're thankful we have a custodial pastor to take care of that. He's also our church ministry, youth ministry leader. And his name is Jared.
John Cena.
Henry.
Fail.
Fail.
No. Are you ready? First try.
Terrible. What was that?
Throwing popcorn.
Throwing popcorn across the microphones to see if I can land one in their mouth.
It was a crumbled up
and
piece
the
of
popcorn kernels are just not flying very far. They're so light, fluffy.
This podcast brought to you by Skinny Pop.
Yeah. Skinny Pop popcorn. Okay. Batteries are not included. Used under adult supervision.
What was your favorite
side effects? May or may not include vomiting, diarrhea, claustrophobia, head spins.
Mostly crackers.
It was void where prohibited. No purchase necessary.
Natural prices may vary. That was what you came.
Rebates must be postmarked no later than the day after hearing this commercial. Shake well before
any kind of.
I like the legume spread instead of peanut butter.
I just want to say that I think this, and you could say this, I think was heavily inspired by the Batman.
No, I don't think
heavily.
No,
heavily.
No,
heavily.
No.
Maybe the Batman is not the movie. The Batman. I've studied Batman movies.
We've been watching the old.
I love how you like graveled your voice up there at the end. I've studied the Batman movies.
I've studied the Batman movies.
Where's Rachel?
She's dead.
Hey.
Sorry.
Okay. What we got for toy box today?
Not cookies. That's.
I got a funny youth pastor story. Mostly crackers. You'll think it's funny. I don't think. It's funny.
For hold up. Okay. Anyway, Travis was supposed to do a new segment for us, kind of like our pop physics.
How many segments do we need? Right
but instead,
Lexa forgot them.
It was going to be cookies, and he didn't bring them.
Lexa forgot them at home. She picked
you
me up.
You did. We haven't guessed my Bible verse in so long.
I know.
I thought we got it already.
It's not even his favorite Bible verse.
It's like everyone gets to play this game, but as soon as I get my thing,
you don't even show up
to
the podcast.
Care. Because I got
at least yours didn't get guessed in the first try.
That's not my fault.
I'm sorry.
We can guess my favorite cereal again. It changed since.
It has changed.
It has changed. Okay. Well, let's hop right into, I don't know, hold up.
Let's do that. Let's do
that. Hey, hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
I liked how you were like. That's like the cue.
All right. Hold up. Jared's your segment. What you
hold
got?
Hold up, Bob.
Right.
So, I guess it's kind of funny, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
let the kids decide that.
There is a there. She's not really new. She's kind of been here a couple months now. I guess. Yeah, I won't say her name.
Are you done yet?
No.
I want to know.
I just started.
Say her name.
This yes.
Awkward.
She we was taking her home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was her. I'll say Grayson because she's my stepsister. Not my stepsister. My
sister-in-law.
Well, you get on.
And so she is my sister-in-law, which means that I'm married to her sister.
Oh.
She has.
Hello,
what?
I'm trying to just make this more.
I'm my own grandpa.
Do you have a sister in crime?
Many, many years ago when I was.
What does that mean?
You have a sister-in-law.
Jared had just started this story.
You have a sister-in-law, and you have a sister in crime that you commit crime with.
Sister and illegal.
So that's what that means. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, we're driving. We're driving along,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't tell me where her house is, but I knew the street
mm-hmm.
because, like, funny enough, my brother lives on the same street. And so I was like, oh, I know where that street is, but she wouldn't tell me where the house was. So we get to the street.
You just drop her off in the street?
She would literally not tell me where her house was because she thought it was funny. And it was like, it was 9:30 on a Wednesday night. I'm done, bro. I'm like done. I just need to be by myself. And like, we literally go all the way down the road. She's like laughing, whispering to Grayson about where her house actually is. And then like 5 minutes later, she's like, you're going the wrong way. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything. Cause I was
when
just
you get
mad.
To the house and ask the parents for gas money.
Literally. So I went back all the way down and she was still like, I'm not telling you where it is. Ha ha ha. And I'm I'm like, bro. So I literally stopped the car
uh-huh.
and I was like, I need to get home. And then I just got silent after that. Like she wouldn't tell. And then Megan knew that I was getting like really mad. Cause I just stopped
mm-hmm.
talking. I don't want to say anything stupid.
You shut down.
And then Megan was like, you really need to just tell us where you live. Like she was just trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
She finally did, and then it was awkward. But I thought it was funny after. But I was just like, why? And it's funny because like I remember talking to Nate. I was like, dude, I was like, I think I know why you just didn't want to hang out with us like all the time. And he's like, I know because you guys were annoying. So like, I understand.
Plus, he got choked out the first time someone met him.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever hear about that?
Yeah.
Choked him out.
What, who now?
Andrew Glover choked him out.
They were wrestling like the first time they ever met.
Who?
Nate Reed and
they just all decided to wrestle like Ethan, Andrew.
Yeah.
Nate, they just all wrestled for
and
some
Andrew
reason.
Choked
that was
him out.
A fun actor.
Andrew choked who out?
Nate Reed.
And then he had a seizure.
And he had a seizure.
Are you serious?
That was like the first like yeah. that was
And then
like,
Andrew
that was the
when
first
he,
youth event.
When he started, he got a seizure too. And then when I started, I got a seizure.
They're bowling.
What?
Yeah. Can we change our whole BBS theme?
So we know that if you get a seizure, you know, if they're like, hey, maybe you can be the new youth pastor.
That's the hazing we get to do the youth pastor role.
We wait for the seizure. If they have the seizure, they're called.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be.
Wow.
It's true.
Well, that's an interesting story.
I didn't realize. Yeah.
Wow. That's cray cray.
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Where did that come from?
My brain.
That could be the new youth name. Little Caesars.
The new youth group name.
Little Caesars.
It's way better than the one now.
We're promoting now to next kids search into Little Caesars.
Seizures.
All right, that's
actually,
my
No, funny story, though. I had a girl I used to work with at when I worked at Wendy's in high school and college. She had seizures, and her like Instagram handle was a Little Seizure.
Not big ones, just little ones.
And she had epilepsy. That was her handle.
That's funny. I like it. Well, that's good. I mean,
to make light of the situation. Yeah.
I wish I was kidding. I wonder what she's doing with her life. You ever have those people and you're like,
yeah. Hey, mom.
You ever have those people that you just.
Where are they now?
Yeah.
So. Is that it, Jared?
That's it.
All right.
Skinny pop.
Skinny pop.
Well, skinny pop. Pop.
Dirty pop.
Manana.
Dirty pop.
Right.
Well, let's jump right in into our.
Skinny pop.
Yes. Podjinx.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time for Podjinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old. Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson.
Manamana.
Skinny Pop.
Manamana.
Hello, Bob.
Manamana.
Skinny Pop.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
All right, so I forced the bot to read 10,000 hours of VBS scripts. And this is
oh, my God.
Code Academy 91. No, not really. All right.
13.
Four.
Two and a half.
29.7.
There's only one on 13. Why don't flies fly through screen doors?
Because they're stupid. It's a stupid
Why don't
answer.
Flies
it's a really dumb
it's a really stupid answer by Travis's face. Yeah. Is a really stupid answer. Do you want to change the joke?
No. She said I have a stupid face.
So can you repeat it one more time?
Why don't flies fly through screen doors?
Because they can't.
Because they
fly over around them.
Is that like
it's a trap?
They don't want to strain themselves.
That's actually kind of good.
That ain't too bad.
I'll do the one that I had up on my
easy for
board
you
at work, and people don't like it.
People got really mad.
Go
they
for
don't
it.
Like it.
They write.
What is it?
They write it. Why do bees buzz?
Why do bees?
A lot of insect jokes today.
Have you heard
that?
I don't remember.
Why do bees buzz so, or how do bees buzz?
Why
do bees buzz?
Very, makes you think. Why?
Buzz, ring,
horn, hornets.
I'd never make it as a Batman. I can solve riddles.
I don't know. Why do bees buzz?
Because it's got a ring to it.
Because they can't whistle.
That was the bad joke.
We're gonna riot along with your coworkers. That's all, folks.
And then I said to someone, I said, there's surprisingly a lot of B jokes out there. And they were like, okay, then you have to do a B joke every
it's
week.
It's unbelievable.
Can you do?
I have to find another B joke.
Oh, my goodness. Good luck.
That might
better
be
you than me.
The like biggest, you know, challenge, but it'll generate a lot of buzz.
All right. There's no B jokes in here.
Okay. Anything else?
What about A jokes?
No.
Nothing else? It's all kind of quiet in here. No,
we have to go to Walmart.
Nothing.
What do we have to get at Walmart from?
Uncrustables.
We have to get Uncrustables.
All right. And you got to put the kids to sleep.
And we
got to
go put
stuff.
The kids down.
Jared's got to go mow grass.
Down.
Yeah.
Put them down. We got to put the kids to bed.
I mow grass all the time.
No. All right.
It's 9:32.
Go ask
Mr. Rogers,
Justice,
Mr. Rogers, please take us out of here.
Go,
we'll talk
go,
to you guys next time. Hang around for some coffee talk.
Coffee talk.
Hey, I'm making coffee. You want any coffee? I'm making coffee.
To know you're alive, it's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. You know you can always help to make each day a special day.
Oh yeah!
By just your being yourself, you grow in your own way.
Really?
Everyone does. That's one reason each one of us is different.
No way.
And special. And people can like us exactly as we are.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome to Coffee Talk. This is the talk before our podcast talk.
Talk before the talk.
Talk before the talk. Brought to you by blackjarcoffee.com. Brought to you by blackjarcoffee.com.
Stuff's not working.
Thank you. All right. So, and might as well say get silly. No, it's get.silly.
Yeah.
G-E-T.
We're selling tomorrow.
Oh, really? We're at
Big Bear Lake.
Big Bear Lake.
That's why you guys are going over there.
G-E-T.
Or one of the reasons.
Dot. S-I-L-I.
It is so cold. Can I go get my jacket?
It's freezing.
Or you can turn. I didn't do the air. You guys can go back there and.
It's all Michelle.
Turn it down. Blame it on the church secretary.
Ever since Beverly died.
Well, I don't know if she died. Did she just leave or what happened? We never had closure on that.
She died.
I think she faked her death.
She was tired of us.
So. You know her. They still have her phone line here. If you dial her office, it still rings. Listen, hold on a second. Let me look up the directory here. Hold on.
I don't like that.
I mean, no one's going to answer. Here it is. Listen. Unless she has a voicemail set up. I don't know. Wow. This phone number is direct to Beverly's office. She ain't gonna answer. I mean, and she did have a voicemail, but she hardly ever used it. I mean, or turned it on. She would just let it ring. It's just gonna keep on ringing and ringing.
Why not, Jared? It's hot. It's cold.
I'm gonna turn myself, guys.
Huh? Did you turn the air up?
Jared, I'm cold.
A little bit.
Why would I turn it up?
To turn the air off. No, if you turn it down, it's going to get colder. Turn up like...
What's this called, though?
The podcast room.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, and just bump it up like 2 or 3 degrees. Maybe 2 degrees. That'll be enough. So, all right, we'll wait till Travis gets in here. And Justin, you going to come over and sit with us?
He said no.
He's debating. So, huh?
I thought you were. It's not like you were getting a Nerf gun ready. I thought you were
gonna
shoot me.
Oh no. I wanted to get Travis in here and.
He's making coffee.
He's making coffee. Oh, copies. I thought you said coffee. We need to make some coffee too, but
I want coffee so bad.
Can you have coffee?
Technically, but I just haven't. But I did hear like my blood pressure's been low, and they do say caffeine helps that. So I might have to. I guess I can. I'm.
Well, that's good.
Good. We have decaf. So,
come on, Justin. Come on to the table. Help us out. Are you that tired?
No, I'm
just lazy today.
I'm not sure about this topic.
I agree.
Oh.
But
it's necessary.
It is necessary. Did you hear what happened last night in Fairmont?
I saw a video of the shootout that was happening.
Do you know that happened like right behind my house down the river?
That's crazy.
The third guy was caught down there.
A van down by the river.
So yeah, we had a We had a shootout. This is the same week of the school shootout in Texas.
We've had schools on lockdown this week.
Three guys shoplifted at Walmart and then got in police chase up towards Fairmont and then got out of the car, burned their van or something like that.
Stole a van
from South Carolina. So that's another
detail.
So they've
been on the run or something.
And they're all in their 20s.
It's more than shoplifting.
And, then they started shooting at cops because they were chasing them. Then got out on foot just a couple miles down from my house. And two of them got caught, and then one of them got shot. And apparently a third guy either jumped in the river.
They don't know where he's at?
No, they found him.
He ran
down by the river. And they said he's down by Palatine Park. That's right where we're at.
Wow.
And that's what they stopped him.
Crazy, man.
And neighbors said they heard gunshots around that time, too, so...
Where was that fair going on? Was that close to
that fair? Was there? Yeah, fair out there at Palatine Park, and they was they didn't stop or nothing. They just kept going, but they got the guy, and then today in Charleston, a gunman.
No, it was actually last night.
Last night, okay, same night.
Graduation party.
This guy brings an AR-15, starts shooting out at everybody.
Well, he had been speeding.
That's like the gun, man. That's what everyone uses.
To watch, be careful while the party was going on.
Our studio audience is talking for me, so. But anyway, a lady with a gun in her purse, because we're concealed carry, shoots the guy down before he gets anybody.
Good.
So, two things yesterday happened.
Yeah, we've had...
Weird.
It's not been, like, media publicized, but we've had a couple schools on lockdown.
I kind of saw that on Facebook.
Well, unless it bleeds, it leads. So, otherwise, you're not going to hear about it.
You say, like a new saying every week that I've never heard before.
Like what?
Oh, it's just scratching off the...
I mean, they just haven't, announced it so they don't want people, like, in a panic that the schools are... But they have, like, I do know, like, Mon County this week has had...
That's one?
I know. Until school is out, they're having, like, police at every school.
What'd you do?
Until school is out.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's only a couple weeks left, man.
I messed it up.
They have higher police... I mean, we always have police around anyway, but they have higher around.
Is Taylor joining us?
Not right now. She will be here when we start
the actual
podcast.
On her,
she didn't want to be in here for this.
This is hot.
Really
now, who am I? Oh, I'm going to be two characters.
Yeah, you're...
Jack and
Jack
Neil.
And Neil guy.
Jack and Neil. Okay. So...
I apologize if there's any typos.
Yeah, as long as we can pronounce it, we'll be good.
Is it for me?
Just for you.
Heave. What's heave? H-E-A-V-E.
Heaven. It's supposed to be double O heaven.
Double O heaven.
Double O heave. He heaves a lot.
Heave!
Double O heave!
It's a new character.
Okay.
I forgot all the other things that I was planning on doing.
I know, I forgot the cookies. I just realized.
I love that the first cookies. Time that I see.
Yeah, that's why we had the podcast tonight, because of the cookies. That's why. Otherwise, I don't give us a night off.
Right,
but I was like waiting for these. It's like a pop physics, but it's cookies instead.
They're cookies. No, let's go home.
Travis had them, and he didn't bring them.
Oh, so it's like a mystery flavor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mystery cookie.
You see, it all connects.
Yep. Yep.
It's like you're saying, dude.
Just like that.
You guys see the new Elvis trailer that dropped? They dropped another trailer?
Excited.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so ready to go see it.
Where do they want to go?
Really?
It looks good.
It's got Daniel Radcliffe playing Elvis.
No, it's not.
You like
You think you like Elvis?
It is
movie?
Not, Justin. Yeah, stop making up lies.
I would. I didn't think
of the tracks. Would, one of the tracks.
If Elvis
Eminem,
cast a spell,
Eminem
what would it
is
be?
Doing
that's Stevie Nicks
that's
is
why.
Too. Stevie Nicks
that's
is too.
Not why, but it's just cool.
Stevie Nicks is doing one too. I'm
no,
so excited.
It's not a Austin rando. Butler. He. The only way I know him, rando. He's from like Zoe 101. Just like some
101.
101.
Hey, 101. It's like he's like some Disney heartthrob kind of. He was the
Jared
the,
thinks he's a heart job.
He was the boyfriend who came in for like an episode.
I don't know.
To intimidate
either.
Like the
there's
lame
I know
boy guy, you know what I mean?
Room cabinet for sure, but there might be some in our caddy on the table.
Should Jared read for Cody?
Whoever you
will you do a good job if it's the right.
Well,
funny.
who's supposed to be Cody? Nathaniel?
Yeah.
Well, what you
well, yeah.
What you want me to like talk a certain way?
Not be terrible.
No, just.
What does that mean? Not
so
be
we
terrible.
Probably not have him do it.
Wait, no, I'm not doing it.
I'll be a Cody.
You're just reading it tonight. You're
just
not
reading it tonight.
You guys are telling me like this is a performance of my life right now.
No,
it is.
Are you actually gonna read it?
It might be.
What else am I gonna do?
No, I said, are you gonna mess up the lines if it's right in front of you?
I mean, I never read them yet, so possibly.
Yeah, but we're all gonna
I'm
mess
not
up
the perfect reader.
Give me Double of Heaven. How about that?
Who is that?
It's like the guy in the box, like Charlie. Charlie's Angels guy.
So kind of like M.
Yeah.
But you see her or him, depending on where you spoilers for Daniel Craig, James Bond right there.
Oh, darn.
You don't know who M is?
No, I can't watch it.
M is like the
I never watched a single.
Who's M?
Stitch of.
Have you seen
Sevens.
Pierce Brosnan's James Bond? M's literally the
We've
same.
Seen none.
I've
oh.
seen no stitches of any James Bond movies. Not a single.
And people
stitch.
Say I'm not cultured. They say that I'm not cultured
swine.
In cinema.
Because all you watch is Casino Royale.
That's all I need, man.
All I
That's
watch
in the Bible. That's biblical.
All I watch is Mamma Mia.
Wow.
Are we going to talk about this, Rainey?
Well, I was trying to, but.
What are you talking about?
You're the one that started talking about the thing. You're like, oh, the script.
Oh, no. I mean,
it's a hefty script.
It is.
The school. It is a hefty script.
It's only
but
night one.
You got it spaced out properly. You got nice big spaces here.
It's only night one, though.
So I figured
what?
It out.
What? This is only night
Just
one?
Kidding.
That is
what?
Funny. I knew Daniel Radcliffe was going to be in a new movie about a musician. He's
playing, oh, it's Weird Al.
Weird Al.
It's
he's weird playing Al. Weird Al.
Actually, that looks really good,
it
too.
It does look like it's going to be good.
Randy, they're making a Weird Al movie.
I am down with
that's
that
That's based on Weird Al. Isn't that
his
crazy?
His life, how he's gone his whole career.
Oh,
no,
another
like,
documentary?
It's
no,
about
it's
how
not. It's like
they
a
call
movie
it,
about your life.
What do they call him?
Oh, man, what do they call it?
Biopics?
A biopic.
A biopic.
But they're saying it's because like he's gone his whole career without like any scandal. Like as weird as he is,
he's been clean.
Any scandals. He's just,
yeah. He just he's staying in his lane.
Clean now.
He's a slob doing his job.
It doesn't sound.
And doesn't bother anybody. So that's the way to do it.
Like
and make lots of money.
It
and
doesn't bother anyone until he ruins your song.
He only makes
or
artists.
Makes it better.
Yeah.
Makes it better.
Like, honestly, Amish
Paradise.
I can't
tell you
Paradise.
Any words to get a Gangster's Paradise, but I can tell you every word to Amish Paradise.
That's true.
What was that one they did? The, they see me mowing.
My
white,
from
white nerdy.
White nerdy.
White nerdy. That's
it's
it
my favorite.
Like, yeah. Weird Al's one of those underrated people.
I don't think he's underrated. I think he was like, he was misunderstood when he needed to be understood, and he was understood when he was misunderstood.
So just to interject this in here, you've noticed we've not made the school shootings a talk topic on our main segment. So if anyone has anything to say about it, do it here in Coffee Talk.
Did you do anything? Did you bring it up in class at all or no?
In class?
Yeah, like the kids?
It was Monday.
That was this is
oh, are you
Monday.
Going to?
Oh,
are you going
am
to?
I going to? I think only thing we'll do is maybe do it in prayer request. So let's pray for the
I think
family.
It was a
and
weird
I'll tell
situation
you, like,
this one was.
And I'll tell you, like, honestly, kids know. I mean, we practice and we practice and we practice. It's not like kids don't know it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're very kids are more well, aware than I wouldn't have been aware of this as
right.
a kid. Like, I mean, our
they,
kids
they
know.
Have to be.
They have to
they
be.
Have to be.
I mean, we've had like when my school I used Ready. To work at, we would have straight up practices where people would come in with the police would come, fire department would come, we'd have rubber bullets being shot. Like we
wow.
would do legitimate. I mean, kids weren't allowed on campus. Like it would just be staff, and we'd have to have people play dead. It was like insane. Like we would do. I mean,
that's traumatic. Just practicing it.
I know people
well,
would like
a tornado
would cry.
Drill.
People would cry. I mean, it was insane.
I don't remember doing stuff like that.
We did tornado drills. No, we did. And I remember the nuclear drills, nuclear war.
I teach really young.
Thank you. That was Ronald Reagan, man.
Really young. So, I mean, preschool, kindergarten.
It's like he tried to like make it sound like it was younger than what it was.
So, 60s, right?
I have to say.
60s.
No.
Our you're code old, man. Oh, man. It was Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's it.
So, like, I teach young, like preschool, kindergarten. So we tend to do more on the side of, but I mean, I've seen kids get crazy about it too. Like, I'll be like, "Oh, there's a bad guy in the building, and we have to hide in this corner. We have to be quiet. You know, we have to hide in the bathroom. We have to be quiet wherever we're hiding. Be quiet." And you kind of frame it like that at that age. You're like, you know, "Oh, there's just a bad guy." But then I had one boy 1 year who was like obsessed with it after the fact, and like all he could think about, he's like, "I'm gonna go home and pretend there's a bad guy and hide." And we're like, "No," like, and like he that's all he wanted to talk about was hiding from bad guys, and he was like. It like really threw him, and
so he took it serious, and he just really took it to heart. Yeah. And was always thinking about it. He couldn't get it out of his mind.
He couldn't get out of his mind. So yeah, it's hard. And there was one year
he had a past.
I've got so many
scenario.
I've got so many
in his mind in order to continue.
One year their solution. We've had some not great solutions. And I don't mean to make light of it, but they're just not good solutions if there's a shooter. Mm-hmm. Like they one time gave us cans of soup, and we were supposed to.
Oh my goodness!
Because here's the thing: we had to send an email as soon as like Code Red was called. We had to send an email saying we had all our kids, or if we didn't have all our kids, whatever. Which again, like I'm taking time to write an email. Done.
Nothing's happening.
But they gave us a can of soup to put by our computer, so if someone did come in, we could throw the can of soup at their head.
Oh, I remember this. Right. Yeah, like that was a laughing stock.
But it was, and that was a whole, that was a whole, for a long time.
Instead
this,
of giving
that's
you guys a gun, you
schools.
Got to throw a can of soup.
That's what they were teaching schools for a long time. And then we also had one.
Laughing
that was,
can of
oh,
chicken
gosh.
Stock.
Like, and this isn't where I'm working now. But we had different colored pieces of paper. We had a green paper, a yellow paper, and a red paper. And what we were supposed to do is if the gunman or we were like felt like we were in imminent danger was near us, we had to put the red paper out from under the table or under the door.
Okay,
if
so the, here's yeah. where all the people are.
Yeah, and then if everything was safe and good, we put the green paper, slide the green paper under our door. If we were kind of like on caution, we would just slide the yellow paper out.
Who's
like,
in
here's
the hallway
thing.
Looking at that?
The shooter. Yeah. The shooter.
Right. Administration's not walking in the building while there's
do.
An active shooter.
Well, when we do practices, they yank our doors and try to get in.
I'm saying in a real situation,
but in a real situation
administration's not walking through the
situation,
building.
A gunman sees paper flying
looking
under
for
the
paper.
Door, and they're going to be like, oh, someone's in there.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's like,
so, I mean,
here I am.
I have to say, we've come a long way. Because now that same place I work, like they have the police come in and practice, and like they have legitimate
you need
things
a pen.
Now.
You have
but I have to say, when
pen.
This first all started.
It's like a regular one.
In the last like 10 years, it's come a long way. But at first, it was like we're throwing cans of soup and we're throwing papers out from the door.
I think that there's no really gonna be a perfect system. I feel like you can't really you could prepare for it, but you can't honestly be prepared for that. You know what I mean? Because
here's my thing:
you could be more prepared than what that was.
Yeah. What I do like
the door was
unlocked. They had metal detectors.
And then what? It took cops
an
hour to
get there. Did
they have
security there?
Well, see, and that's something like I do like about the other place I used to work is that we had the police join us when we did drills, which I think it's important for that too because they need to know. Like we had it down to where they would be at our school in 6 minutes. If something happened, they could be there in 6 minutes, and I think it's important.
That's a lot of time.
It
but
is.
I mean, it's.
I bet
it
they
is.
Still
it,
do
it,
that other place.
It is all they can do.
And I think it is important that I think that's something we need to do more is have the police
I mean,
and the fire department
Skyview,
practice.
You're pretty good hands, Skyview.
Yeah.
Two words.
Have you heard all the updates on this story? It's coming. You'll have to wait a few days before this even settles. I mean, the cops were waiting 45 minutes as they heard gunshots.
Yeah,
they,
I heard that.
They were afraid to go in there, and they were told to stand down until one rogue cop said, I'm going in.
Right.
Yeah.
And confronted the shooter. Policemen are trained to go in on
as
active shootings and confront
there.
It and go. You're not supposed to sit there and wait and listen for gunshots while they're going off shooting off kids and before you decide to go in there and do what to do. No. You know,
why did they get
do.
That thing to stand down? I don't understand that. They're there for like 40 minutes.
That's why we have to wait and hear see what's going on because even the governor is reporting this stuff and he's ashamed of all this and some of the police chiefs are reporting this and they're squirming, man. There's a lot of you know how doors are left unlocked and all this mysterious
that's another
stuff
thing.
Like this.
Why was
this
the door
was just
unlocked?
Path was wet,
well,
made
yeah.
wide open for this.
I think,
and that's something someone is asking me like, aren't schools and every school I've been has had doors unlocked, but there are sometimes like we've had doors that don't lock properly. We put in work orders. They don't ever, you know what I mean? It's
the janitor
forgets
to lock the door.
There's like 10 or 12 doors. They're not all gonna unfortunately work. And if someone knows, then they know. The school I used to work at was actually next to a prison, and we had to lock down a lot just because it was a maximum. It was a minimum. It wasn't like crazy prison, but people would escape all the time from that prison, and we'd have to lock down.
Jeez,
that's how minimum it is. And like, cause the woods were behind our school, and we would just lock down. And I mean, we just
What I fret to hear when this all comes down, and we hear the truth on the synopsis. I guess there's no witnesses in there to witness this. I guess
that's another thing I was going to bring up
is how these poor children, how long it took them to watch all this happen in front of them before they were shot. I'm guessing they were probably executed.
Did you
hear about the survivor?
Yeah, there's one boy. He said that as soon as the guy came in, he said the kid or whatever the dude's name was, he's like, "All right, get ready to die."
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Did you hear about the survivor though?
No.
There was a survivor. She covered herself in her friend's blood and pretended she was dead.
That's good, but
it's sad that
poor kid.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying her whole future is. I mean. Yes, she survived, but she's going to have such a hard...
And getting all the information
PTSD,
out of her that is so vital to this
is
so important,
but
you're going to have to so gingerly take care of this and approach it. And all you can do is hope that maybe she's just one of those kids that will just say it, but it's probably not going to be that way. She's probably just going to clam up and cry.
And I think in the future she's going to have a lot of problems. Unfortunately, because
she's gonna have to be cradled the rest of her life. You stop to think about it. I mean, that's the worst in U.S. history, right here. This is the worst ever in U.S. history for a school shooting. And
I just find it hard. Like,
live with that now.
Like, things happen sometimes. You get like something happens in a football stadium. What do? They add extra security. Something happens in an airport. What do? Add extra security. President gets shot. What do? He adds extra security. This has been happening since like 1999, and we haven't added any extra security to every single school. Like, you sent $40 billion to Ukraine, but you can't put one
take care
person
of
in every single school in
and
America.
We've asked for that just even in general, like as a sounds awful, but like as a behavioral thing, like there are some kids who I think would do well if there was someone in uniform.
I think
so. Do they not have that in elementary schools? It's only like in middle.
We had one.
It shouldn't matter. This was elementary.
Well, school. Right, I'm in a weird situation.
It should be in every single school.
Correct.
We did in
retired veterans.
Job,
but
they covered multiple schools, so they weren't just always there. They would like.
No, I don't like that.
It's like
resource officers.
I don't
like
that.
No, they would travel.
Gotcha.
No, I don't like that. I want a police officer at every single school.
Yeah, but
well. The security thing is like I'm.
Well, it's the whole thing.
I wouldn't even say police officers. You need like you said, you need honorable discharge or retired veterans who are willing. They've already laid their life down. They're willing to do it again. You don't have to wait for them to be there. They're there. That's their shift. That's their job.
And most of the time they need jobs. So
I think yeah, guards. But here's where I'm seeing it right now is I don't want to so much put police or military, and definitely not military because that's federal government. And that's why. And police is local government. So any private entity, a security, private business, you know, if they're going to send, like I said, $40 billion to Ukraine or whatever, why don't we use that to our skills to help purchase private securities?
$9 billion to put one person in each school in America, and they send $40 billion to Ukraine. It takes less than half that to do this. It's stupid. I don't know why. People are always like, I'm done with thoughts and prayers. Things need to change. Yeah. Gun control is not going to change it. Like,
yeah, no. It won't.
I mean,
didn't he get the guns illegally?
He got them legally.
They're legally.
I thought
he wasn't even
18 though. It was like 2 weeks before he turned 18.
I'm not opposed to a little more
I mean,
they need social media checks. They need background checks. They need character witnesses.
Yeah,
I'm not opposed to that because I do think at this point.
That's technically stricter gun laws.
Yeah, but it's not like taking them away.
I don't want you to take it away from people.
Exactly.
But I think we should investigate people a little more before
take a
we
course.
Just say, hey,
have them take a course in gun safety and training.
That's my whole thing. I mean, I don't want to take them away from people, but I think we probably should have a little more like.
I never got a gun, but I want to do
like,
it just
I feel
to
like,
see what the
I feel like these
is.
People, they're always like, oh, these, like, you've talked to all these people, like, oh, that person was scary. Well, then who was, who's selling them that?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think people should go through gun safety and training, but I'm not sure that's a solution because, I mean, what that's not.
Things are going to slip through the cracks.
Well, people are going to turn bad, and bad guys are going to get guns no matter what.
I like what you said, like social media check, background checks, personality. I mean, but of course, at the same time, you can only get so far. You can't just sit there and send somebody through a psychological evaluation.
He posted about it on Facebook before.
That happens a lot,
people,
too.
And that's the thing. Before they do this stuff, like,
you got every single COVID vaccine post
gets flagged.
Gets flagged, but this doesn't.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Right, but somebody can post about what they're going
to do. And then this all leads into the mental illness thing, and you got a crowd of people saying, it's not a mental illness.
You see what his mom said? Do you see what his mom said? His mom came out today and said,
"Oh yeah,
he had a reason for doing what he did. Please don't judge him.
No, I didn't read that. I
forget
read
that noise. I'm judging.
That's not what I read. I read that she went to church and was really like upset about.
I heard she was upset, but I haven't heard that. But I, like then, I said, like, there's so much coming out now. We're gonna have to wait till
but
all
he
this.
Did shoot his grandma in the face first?
And pay attention to where your source.
See,
is
and I don't
from.
Think he meant to even end up in that place. Like he shot his grandma. He's running from the cops." Mm-hmm. And he just ended up at a unlocked door in an elementary school.
Yeah. I don't know.
And it wasn't like in one of those shootings that you hear about like in high schools because those usually have something to do with like a bully.
Right.
Yeah.
Or something. Well, this was just like not planned.
And they always say that like when we would practice our shooter drills like at my other school, they would always say like.
You tell her bring me a pen.
Like we have kids practice. I mean, like, you know, code reds and stuff. But they said we never have high schoolers practice because we don't want them to know our plans. Like, they never, like, the high schoolers, they very rarely have them actually even know what the plan is if there is one because they said we don't want them to know. Because
it could be an inside job.
Because it's probably going to be them. Like, at my old school, they're like, it's probably going to be a parent. They said high school is probably going to be them. So they'd try to keep high schoolers kind of out of the loop.
Right.
Because they don't want them to know, like, oh, they're all going to be here or they're
going
to be here.
Yeah, and that's sad, too, because you...
Because then, what do you do in the emergency? Because you're like, I don't know the plan. Like, right. But you also don't want to, like, tip anyone off to what... Yeah, it's tricky. The older you get, the trickier it is.
Any last closing comments? Taylor's coming in here. We'll get our podcast started.
Any last words?
Cornucopia.
I want to slap everybody with a tortilla.
Have you seen that? I want to send that.
You've seen that?
I want to send that to Jerry.
We're
going to
do that. We're going to do that.
Who is?
We are as a podcast.
Did Jerry text Taylor?
Am I invited?
What? No.
Are you a part of the podcast?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yay.
I'm going to get on the bullhorn.
Taylor Mockaby, please report to the podcast room. Taylor Mockaby, podcast room.
She listens to me.
Travis does
Taylor
that
Binge,
all the time.
Podcast room. I mean, Taylor Binge.
I didn't even think
room.
Of anything.
I mean, to be fair, it's you know 20 some years compared to 9. I mean, it's a
that's
hey. Take a break. Travis has to get me.
Take a five, please.
All right, well, I'm gonna pray. Lord bless this podcast today, and with our script reading and all that good stuff, and help with the blessed those who listen, and help us have a good time tonight, and. Be fruitful for the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Please.
And Jesus, make sure to critique it, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let us know.